Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan. I'm your host for the show. Today, Team ATP is proud to announce our publication. It's our newest publication. It's entitled Third Year ATP, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. So basically, we wanted to give you an outline and give you our notes. It's March 10th, 2016, and we're blogging about our new periodical at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We wanted to give you a rundown of what's included in the publication, which is a book, and it's available at Amazon.com. Just search Tammy Joyner or Markel Green, and you'll be able to pull up the book, and we have about 13 titles there. And you'll be able to, order the book if you want. But obviously, there's going to be a brief detailing of the book. And if you wanted to see a free preview, you can go to www.blurb.com and you can search Tammy Joyner or Markel Green, and you can get the information there. Now, if you search Markel Green, I'm sure that it will come up. But if not, search Tammy Joyner, A Theory of Parenting, or any of the other titles, if you know the titles, and you can find the titles at our blog, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and you can get more information about our new publication. So basically today we have an introduction, and it's about the show, and it gives information about the archives, and it tells about what we do, and it tells about the stories that we've covered over the last year, which was our third year of service to Blog Talk Radio. Also, Team ATP has the second pages. They cover our concerns, which is music, family, bonding, sports, poetry, geography, literature, jewels, fashion, and socializing. We also had different shows created after our poem, so the poem is okay in the book. Okay, and then we have pictures. It also details our Facebook page, so if you're looking for us, the book has our Facebook page, which includes all of the extras that we want to give that we can't give in the show, like extra pictures, extra information, reflections, different things that we like to do and talk about. And it also gives a Blog Talk Radio pitch, which is their icon. We also have there included in our outline is the ATP show archive title. So you can always remember, if you don't know the title, they're included in each book each year. So the first year has all of its titles, the second year has all of its titles, and the third year has all of its titles. So you can always get a transcript, you can always get the archive, and you can always just search keywords to find our information. So that should be available to you that way. Okay, and there's pictures of our co-creator, Markel Green, from his prom of 2015, his senior year, to match the show's football pictures, Kel's pictures. They also have the ESPN icon there so that you can realize that ESPN was a part of his high school education, whereas they taped each football game, and that was available at ESPN, the Sports Network channel, and in the high school archive. So that clip is there to remember that. Also, we have information about Trent's debut, which is Trendsetters at Recovery High School. We have a cell phone there, which is to tell about our communication efforts and our bonding efforts to stay together, to stay connected, to understand what's going on in each other's lives, even if it's through a text. Sometimes you don't respond, but you got the message. So basically, you know, it's good to have a cell phone with you at all times. So you're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner, and we're talking about our new publication, which is titled Third Year ATP, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we have more pictures there of New Jersey's license, just to remember that my son has his license now, and so he's on the New Jersey roads, and he's a safe driver. He wears a seatbelt. He got a couple of tickets before, but he paid them, and everything was all taken care of, and that's what we wanted him to do as a citizen. If you get a ticket, don't try to talk to heckle the cop. Don't try to talk to the judge now. Don't go get your lawyer and try not to pay your tickets. Try, if it's not going to put you in jail or incriminate you for any other crime, then basically pay your tickets, because it's just a few dollars that the cops are trying to reach their quotas with. So, you know, just go ahead and pay your dues if you were doing something wrong. Okay, so also there's a Tammy's page, and includes pictures of me, and also has museum pictures of me at the Syracuse Museum in New York. There's Kelp's page, and that includes his little Kale when he was a baby, and he has a blue ribbon, a little bear, and there's a baby picture there of him as well. So we wanted to include that because this is sort of a book, sort of like, you know, ending a certain time period of high school and going into another element of adulthood. So we kind of wanted to, you know, go back and, you know, pull up some small pictures and just have just a little baby picture. It's nostalgic for me. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I felt like sentimental at that point and just thought that it was a good thing to include in the book. Okay, so you're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about our recent publication available at the Amazon.com, and it's called Third Year ATP, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and that book is also available at blurb.com. So if you wanted to see the free preview, you can go to blurb.com and see the free preview. Now, the preview doesn't include all of the pictures of New York and all of the New York museums and different foundations and the different architecture that we were able to visit. That is not in the preview. The book itself has everything. If you order the book, you get everything. If you don't, you get a free preview, but that was just not included. But everything still is, you know, it's very important that we show our archives and to say that pictures are available of whatever's in our titles, because we don't want you to think that there's nothing to view and, you know, it's just a faraway story. The pictures are available. So if you wanted to order the book, you can see the New York City buildings. And that's for the second half of our year, and during the first half of our year as well, we had those pictures available there. So also we have medals on the page from ATP, and we also have some cupcake kits. And some of our first books from our first year. We have a lot of information there, our newsletter, a video game pages of things we do that we enjoy, some of the buildings and architecture that we were able to be able to find pictures of and to include pictures of, and some of our own snapshots were used. We have the Open Hand Theater in New York. We have Rockefeller Plaza. We have the NA Museum. We have the Maddox Museum. We had MAMA Museum, Ford Foundation, Highline, 911, which was 9/11. Museum, the outdoor museum to commemorate all of the fallen aircraft and, you know, just the bombings and everything like that. So we have that. Also, we have Barnes & Noble. They were effective in doing a lot of activities there with authors, and we were able to do some effective things during Mother's Day, and we saw a lot of things there, and we were happy to go in there. And our book also is in the kiosk. The World Poetry Movement books are there, so we were happy to spend time going there and dedicate some of our time to them. We also include the Trump Tower, and we hope Trump wins for the new election. We have the Fit Museum, American Folk Museum Library. We thank them very much because they were effective in doing so many programs for us there. The John Jay College, World Trade Center, United Nations, Stony Wonder Lab, Toys R Us there that was, I think it's recently closed, but it was there in Times Square. I'm not sure if it's there anymore. I don't know what they did with all of their different nostalgic type artifacts, but I was wondering where did they go with that. Bryant Park, Adorama, and there were several other, like the MET Met Museum, NYIT, I'm sorry, which is a college, Macy's in Central Park. So there are a lot of places that we visit. We didn't include them all, but they're all in the book. So if you have chance, just, you know, go and look at the book, the free preview, get a chance to order the book, do that. And we're going to do a workbook in the future, future program when our you know, Blog Becomes a Business. We have a workbook, and it's going to have information about our archive shows, and you have to ask your questions, you know, to do that. And we were looking at some of the stuff that one of the publishing companies had done for Hannah Montana, and we're going to try to contact that company or a similar company, our own publishing company that we're using, and see if we can work up a workbook for our show in the future. So that's a future project. That's our time for this particular show. We do thank you and appreciate you for listening. Until next time.